Good morning. We're starting Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. Welcome to Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. The Chayyadim divides his sefer into chapters and paragraphs. The standard usage for the division in many sefarim is chapters are referred to as simanim, and the paragraphs are referred to as seifim. The Chayyadim, however, refers to his chapters as klolim, and his paragraphs as simanim. So that is a little bit confusing. The fact that he uses the word simon for each paragraph, which in many other texts, they use the word simon to represent the whole chapter, but in deference to the Chayyadim, we're going to follow his system, and we're going to refer to what we're learning as klolim and simonim. So each chapter is called a klal, and each paragraph is called a simon. We show Sefer Chayyadim because the Sefer Chayyadim has a very, very logical presentation, step by step through the halachas, as opposed to the Mishnah Berurah, which is written as a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. And as a commentary, the Shulchan Aruch sometimes discusses these ideas in multiple places. And only by looking at the various different places where the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah then comments can we follow exactly what the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the halacha is. The Chayyadim follows a much more logical progression. That being said, using the version of the Sefer Chayyadim, which has in the bottom, the footnotes are the Piskei Mishnah Berurah. That's the places where the Mishnah Berurah either disagrees or adds to the points of the Chayyadim. We will be mentioning those as well. The Chayyadim, generally, when he starts a new topic, starts with a few words of Musar, of exhortation to do things properly, and then he goes to the actual halachas. So this area of Hilchos Shabbos is true as well. So, today in this year, we're going to be able to get through his introduction, and then further on into the paragraph, we will start the actual halachas, and that will be tomorrow's shir. So, let's start the Chayyadim. So, the Chayyadim points out the Shabbos Kodesh, who ha'isa gadol, v'abriyas shenosan ha'kodesh baruch hu l'Yisrael. Shabbos Kodesh is the tremendous, important sign, indication that the Baruch Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael to keep as a bris between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as a covenant between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'man Yedu, to remind us, ki sheish yomim asa Hashem kol ma shebara b'shamayim uvaretz, v'shabas b'yom hashvi'i. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in a six-day process. Everything which exists was in this six-day process, whatever the words 6 days mean in the context of creation. It's not so well understood. But whatever that means, there's a concept of days, and Shabbos was the seventh day. The Baruch Hashem then ceased all work on the seventh day. By keeping Shabbos, who yisoyed amuna, leida sha'olam hu mechudosh. It is the foundation of our belief in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that know that the world is created, and therefore there is a creator, and therefore there is a master, and all of that, it follows, v'kimen shabar ha'kol, hu adoin al-kol. If the Baruch Hashem was the one who created everything, that gives him the status of the master and all, and therefore we are his. We are bound to serve him. He is our master. And therefore that is what binds us to have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in every element which we, how we exist, whether it's our physical existence, whether it's the spiritual existence that we have, the neshama, whether it's our properties that we have, the finances that we have, the money that we have, the items that we have, all of that is now bound to the service to Kadosh Baruch Hu because He created us, He created everything. So by a person committing to keep Shabbos, a person is reminding himself and declaring that he is the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes sense, therefore, V'hizira HaTorah al Shmiras HaShabbos Yubei Svam, and the Torah mentions this idea multiple times that one must keep Shabbos. 12 times does the Torah say one must keep Shabbos. That's how important it is. V'mer Chazal Kol HaShemiras HaShabbos Kilu Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Kol Mechalas HaShabbos Kilu Kavar B'Kol HaTorah Kula. A person who keeps Shabbos is keeping the whole Torah, and one who does not is Chas v'Shalom doing the opposite. The Chafetz Chaim gives a parable, an analogy. A person has a barber shop, a person has a store, and they have a sign outside of their door This is the barber shop, and this is the store. They go away on a long vacation. As long as the sign is still there, you know that they're planning to come back. This is still their business. They take the sign down, and you know that they've sold the business and they moved on. As long as the person keeps Shabbos, whether the person is keeping the other mitzvahs or not, but the sign is still there. So hopefully everything else will eventually come back. But if the sign is taken down, we know the person has moved on. Chas v'sholom. So based on what we're saying, that Shabbos is the foundation of all of our emunah, of the person's creation, that we are created by him, therefore we are bound to serve him. This is the foundation of all of our service to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the foundation to the whole Torah. The fact that one recognizes that Shabbos is the vehicle to remind us of our status in this world, that we are not the owners of the world. We are the subjects here in the world. We are here to commit to serve our Creator. That becomes something which is so important that if a person does not keep that, he's really denying the foundation of the whole Torah. It is as if, chas v'sholom, he is transgressing the whole Torah. So that's the Chayyam's introduction about how important Shabbos is, and obviously we should keep that in mind as we learn. We're learning areas of halacha which are very important. But meanwhile, the Chayyam, as Hashem, in the next year, we'll move on to some practical halachas that one must know about Shabbos. Have a good day.